Tennessee State has at least three really talented offensive players, and it can make for a nice test for Tennessee's defense, and it could give us a more realistic glimpse of how talented Tennessee's secondary is and really the overall defensive unit. I'm Paige Dower. This is the Field Pass. Now, if we flash back to week one, Tennessee held Chattanooga's receiving corps to 153 yards on 13 receptions, which averages out to about 6.4 yards per carry. And those numbers, they're not bad, but when you consider it was against an FCS-level team, some of those receptions could become more costly now that you're back into FBS-level competition against an ACC opponent and NC State. So where the team wants to see its greatest improvement is getting to their assignments faster, getting lined up quicker. Defensive back coach Willie Martinez says the greatest thing that he wants to see is better communication. They want clear communication. They want to make sure that their eyes are in the right spots faster. And when you're going up against a veteran quarterback in Grayson McCall, being on your P's and Q's seems like the obvious thing to say. When we look at what he did in his four previous seasons when he was with Coastal Carolina, he threw for over 10,000 yards in 42 games. He had 88 touchdowns on just 14 interceptions. Of course, we didn't see much of that translate into their first game against Western Carolina, where he was only 26 of 40 for about 318 yards and three touchdowns and an interception. But when he's got skilled players like Jordan Waters, their running back, who was able to ice the game late, he had a couple of the touchdowns for NC State. But that iced moment game or touchdown for Jordan Waters didn't come until about 1:51 left in the game. But guys like Grayson McCall and the offense will rely on Jordan Waters to try and push this game forward. And it's going to be a real nice test for Tennessee's defensive front.
Just dialing in on that, all the little stuff, have the right technique. If we have the right technique, I mean, we've shown through fall camp and this first game that we're a pretty dominant D-line. So we just do what we're supposed to do. That's going to be our little game plan.
And a year ago, Jordan Waters was fourth in the ACC in rushing touchdowns. He had 12. Another favorite target of Grayson McCall, and I'm assuming here, but it seems like it might be rather obvious, is going to be Kevin Concepcion. He's one of 50 players on the Biletnikoff preseason watch list. So too is Squirrel White. But a season ago, he set all kinds of records as a freshman. He had 10 touchdowns on 71 receptions. So it's no surprise here in their first game of the 2024 season that he took in three of his nine receptions in for a touchdown. He's one of the players for NC State that can just be anywhere on the field, and it's someone that Tennessee is quite aware of and preparing specifically for ahead of their matchup this weekend.
He can be in the backfield. Obviously, he can be as an outside receiver. He can be an inside receiver. He's a ball-in-hand guy. No more, no less. Not doing more than what your job is, and then obviously being disciplined and know that don't let the motions and the shift get you off of what your assignment is.
Now, one player that'll go a long way in slowing down Kevin Concepcion and what Grayson McCall wants to do with his wide receivers will be DB Gerard McCoy for Tennessee. He's had a lot of hype over this offseason. He had limited snaps in their game one against Chattanooga, but they have high expectations for the type of production that he can have against an NC State team this weekend. And a similar thing can be said for Boo Carter. The expectations continue to grow for him. He's been a very vocal player for Tennessee here in the offseason, and he's going to play a key role at that star position. He had two solo tackles against Chattanooga, so his ability to continue to grow will be really important. And we hear from guys like Will Brooks who really continue to talk highly about Boo Carter, specifically with how explosive of a player he is.
He's obviously a really talented player. He's super dynamic. He's just been continuously improving all throughout camp, and y'all saw in the first game how explosive and talented he is.
And as you say, we'll obviously look to stretch the field against Tennessee. Jeremiah T. Lander talked about the luxury of having a really strong defensive line, which allows them to play more free in the back end, obviously being now more aware of where Kevin Concepcion might be.
Oh, yeah, the D-line, best in the country. It's a blessing to be able to play behind them. I can just run free, and, we're deep at the D-line, so I trust my boys up front to get the work done and let the linebackers just come play free.
Now, against Chattanooga, Tennessee was only able to record one sack that came from Tyree West, but his ability to get at the quarterback and pressure the quarterback will be really important because Grayson McCall is also a guy that can hurt you with his legs, though he hasn't had any massive rushing numbers since about that 2022 season. He had 16 yards on the ground in their game one, but still the way that Tennessee might be able to limit the run game and then limit explosive plays, we could see Grayson McCall looking to run a bit more in this matchup. But when you've got guys like Jeremiah T. Lander, who not only get up to play for the game, but is incredibly excited to play in the Duke Mayo Classic game, this is a game that could be very exciting for guys like T. Lander.
We can't wait. I know it's the Duke Mayo Bowl. I've been watching that my whole life. Can't wait to be a part of that. Just can't wait to get together with the guys again and go play. It's going to be fun.
So it just appears that in games like this, coming back to the basics is always the first thing that they talk about. And if Tennessee is playing assignment sound, this game will be very much out of reach for NC State, probably for majority of the game. But we'll talk more about the Tennessee wide receivers and how they look to exploit the Wolfpack defensive backs later this week. That'll come up on Friday as we do a little keys to the game ahead of their matchup on Saturday. But as always, thank you guys so much for watching. Please like and subscribe, and I'll be back here chatting with you guys on Friday.